Take it from me, you guys are not going to want to miss the party of the summer. It's Rocklahoma, it's back in Pryor, Labor Day weekend, September 1st through 3rd, and it's going to feature acts like Warrant, LA Guns, Bullet Boys, Godsmack, Chevelle, Daughtry, Skid Row, Limp Bizkit, Bush, Theory of a Dead Man, Asking Alexandria, Kix, Pantera, Rob Zombie, Corey Taylor, and many, many more. Go to rocklahoma.com right now to get your weekend passes and keep listening to On the Road to Rock with me, Clint Switzer, to learn how you can win two weekend passes for the whole weekend of Rocklahoma. Stay tuned.
What's up, everybody? It's John Bush from Armored Saints sitting here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You are on the road to rock.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
You are on the road to rock, which means you are exactly where you belong today. Happy Friday. Hope everyone is having a great start to the month of August. Hope the summer has been an all-out adventure for each and every one of you, because that is what it's about, out there traveling, going to shows, spending time with friends and family, the outdoors, the trips, the road trips, and all that the summer of freedom encompasses. And that has definitely been the case for me, just back from a trip to Las Vegas last week, which was why there was no show. But we are back with a vengeance this week, as I'm being joined by Foreigner bassist Jeff Pilson. Of course, you know him from Dokken. You know him from such bands as Black Swan, The End Machine, Revolution Saints. Jeff Pilson is out there everywhere recording great music. And we're going to ask him about his back injury. He's out there performing on Foreigner's Farewell Tour with an injured back. He's having to be seated during the shows because he's in so much back pain. We're going to talk to him about that. What happened, how the injury happened, and what the prognosis is going forward, and how he's been doing, handling, playing bass during these shows. And let me tell you something, just saw the Foreigner Farewell Tour 2 weeks ago in St. Louis. You want to talk about an unbelievable production, a band that's firing on all cylinders, that is Foreigner. They have been rebuilding their brand with new members since 2006, and now here they are headlining major venues on their farewell tour. We saw them at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in St. Louis. 20,000 people. It was sold out with Loverboy opening. What a show it was. And Jeff Pilson has been a big part of bringing that band back to the forefront, back to being a major arena headlining act in America after, you know, losing a lot of the band's original members and having things happen within the band, trying to rebuild the brand and get those songs back out there. Jeff Pilson has been just integral, not only in Foreigner, but in this podcast as well. He was one of our first interviews that we did back in 2013 at the Missouri State Fair in person. That was a magical experience, one that I'll never forget. And it really made me realize that I could do this. I want to do this. I want to interview musicians. I want to be out there traveling, going to shows, meeting people, hearing their stories. And Jeff Pilson, can't thank him enough for all that he's done for me, for this show, for On the Road to Rock, and for what he's done in bands like Dokken. Of course, I mentioned all the Frontiers projects that he's involved in, The End Machine, Black Swan, Revolution Saints. Not only that, he and George Lynch have an album coming out called Heavy Hitters 2, which is a covers album in which they do covers of songs like Jumpin' Jack Flash, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, The Stroke. It is all over the place, and it's great. Jeff Pilson is one of the more unheralded musicians in all of rock, one of the best bass players, a tremendous songwriter, and just a wonderful recording artist when he does these projects with all these other bands. I talked about the last Revolution Saints album, Eagle Flight, with Dean Castronovo and Joe Hoekstra. Absolutely tremendous. And if you're out there looking for a show to go to this summer, hit up the Foreigner Farewell Tour. It's going to go all around the country. It's going to go into 2024, but get out there this summer, see Foreigner, because this is your final chance to do so. Those songs demand and deserve the respect, as Foreigner, just one of the great live acts going today. Kelly Hansen, just a tremendous lead singer, and as the band starts to wind down its career, which has been prodigious to say the least. I also want to remind you that Rocklahoma is coming. It's a month away. It's in Pryor, Oklahoma. I'm giving away tickets. 2 weekend passes are up for grabs. 2 different pair, I might add, are up for grabs. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Road to Rock Podcast, you can enter the contest. It's pinned to the top of the page, so just go there. Enter the contest. It's very easy to do, and you'll be entered to win. I'm going to give away those tickets here in a couple weeks. Keep listening. Keep following us on the socials, and you will find out how you can win. Again, if you want to watch these interviews, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you can watch this interview. 90% of the interviews we do, they're on Zoom or StreamYard, and they're on our YouTube channel, which is Starcade Media. Starcade Media, of course, is the branch, the umbrella, if you will, to which everything that we do falls under, whether it be sports, interviews, blogs. It's all there. StarcadeMedia.com, On the Road to Rock, of course, a part of Starcade Media. So go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can get these interviews usually early and on video. You don't want to miss that. Jeff Pilson is coming at you right now, so enjoy it. This will not be the last time that we interview Jeff. In fact, in some ways, it felt like the first time. It is great to see you got a That Metal shirt on. What a great show that was.
Yes.
Jeff, it is great to have you back on here. I'm feeling a little sense of, like, I don't know, the universe sort of coming back into motion, because you were one of our first guests back in 2013. Here it is 10 years later. Huh. Foreigner's on its farewell tour here. And I just saw you guys last week in St. Louis, by the way, which was outstanding.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
2 weeks
cool,
ago.
Cool.
20,000 people selling out the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know. We've been blown away at the crowds. I mean, it's been crazy. It really has. It's exploded. It's amazing.
Well, we got to start with how you're doing, because obviously you've been dealing with some back issues here on this tour. How's it been going? How hard has it been to sort of get through this? What's it been like for you, Jeff?
Well, I mean, it is a challenge. I mean, what's probably the most difficult, I mean, yes, I'm in pain. It's generally not too bad a pain when I'm on stage, because I'm seated, but you know, when I'm standing and walking, I'm in pain still. So that's a problem. But the challenge really has been psychological, because I want to rock so bad and I have to sit there in a chair, which, you know, thank God we've got an amazing band, and I can just sit there and groove with Chris, our drummer, and it's wonderful. But you know, there's that, the performer in me is just dying, because I want to get out there and rock. And we got this beautiful set going. We got this great production and everything. I want to be part of it so bad, and I can't. So that's frustrating. But I also get this bird's eye view of the show, and I see what's going on, and I kind of don't miss me. So that's great. Lots of stuff going on. The show has been great. The audience has been fantastic. We do the acoustic portion of the show, which really excites me. So as challenging as it's been because of the back, and it looks like I'm probably going to be stuck like this until I get surgery. So, that's unfortunate. But at least I got this great band to play with and these great shows to do. And when I'm up there, I'm having the time of my life. So that's what really counts.
Well, you've sort of joined rock royalty. You think about Axl Rose, that has done the Seated with the Broken Foot, Dave Grohl with the broken ankle. You're sort of joined. And there's sort of a badge of honor that comes with that you power through these things. I think that maybe this could this really could become sort of a legendary situation as years go by.
Yeah, I mean, I think we even tried to see if we could locate Dave Grohl's chair, and it wasn't able to be found.
I think it's the same chair as Axl's. It's like they think he borrowed it.
It was, you know.
But the show doesn't take away. I mean, I know how you are, and I know how energetic you are, and things like that, but I don't think it takes away anything. You don't look back and go, like, what's going on here? The way it's done, it doesn't detract. And I think that is very important, and the show is, well, Jeff, they're as good as it's ever been. That's what kind of makes me sad about this being the farewell tour for Foreigner, because I feel like you guys completely rebuilt this brand. And I think back to 2007, you guys were opening for Def Leppard and Styx. And I didn't really know what was going on with Foreigner. I'm like, okay, who's in the band? Okay, this guy is a great singer. Jeff Pilson's here on my... But all of a sudden, here you guys really rebuilt the brand to the point now where you're headlining, like I said, 20,000 seats. So it's kind of bittersweet for the fans and probably for you guys as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is very bittersweet because we are firing on all cylinders right now.
Yes.
We really are as strong as ever. So yeah, it's hard to leave that. At the same token, because we are firing on all cylinders, we know that we're going out strong, and that's important, especially for Kelly, who, you know, it's a lot about him and his situation, because singing these songs is not easy. And, you know, he has to work, you know, he has to give up more and more every year in order to pull these songs off the way they deserve. And that's been tough for him. So I get it. And he does not want to go out there and suck. And I say more power to that. I think more artists need that kind of integrity, to be honest with you.
There is an integrity to it. This band is great. Kelly Hansen, one of the best singers in rock. He could never suck. There's not a universe or an ailment that could ever put Kelly into such a category. But I totally get it because he's so high energy and the show is great.
And remember, for him, sucking is different than you and I may listen to
That's
him.
True.
And think, he sounds great. And in his mind, he's thinking, you know, so remember, it's his standard is very, very high. And that's why he's great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you guys are out there with Loverboy, who I absolutely love this band. I brought a friend of mine who's kind of just a casual fan of music from the era. And he walked away and he goes, I knew every single song all night. And that Loverboy, I think, is a testament to this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, people don't realize how many Loverboy songs they know.
Exactly.
Kind of the same with Foreigner, to be honest with you. You don't realize how many Foreigner songs you know until you see the band. Loverboy are great. They've always been great. I've known these guys almost 40 years. They are just a phenomenal band. They sing and play and perform as great as ever. I can't think of anybody better to open up the show. And they're great guys. So it's really a fun tour for us. It really is.
I'm just so, I don't know, enamored and so excited for this band, because I feel like I go way back with you guys and way back with you at the Missouri State Fair back in 2013. And that's just kind of been it. You guys, like I said, started with opening for Styx and for Def Leppard, getting the name back out there. And oh my gosh, these guys, we know these songs. This is tremendous. And then, oh, Jeff Pilson's in this band. Oh my gosh, Kelly Hansen, what a great singer. And it just seemed like you guys just slowly got your way almost back to the top as a major headlining act. That is almost unprecedented in rock history when you think about
it. Yeah, I mean, it is a phenomenal achievement. And we recognize how lucky we are for that. I mean, it was done through hard work and many years of hard work, so it doesn't feel quick to us. But at the same time, we realize how special it is. And, you know, we're grateful. And that's all the more reason why we want to give it 150% and never go out there and do anything less than what we feel is our best.
I really hope that, because I'm a huge fan of the songs and of keeping music alive, that maybe there could be a formula here for bands going forward, and to be able to keep the brand alive and keep it out there and find a way to do that. I know you guys have worked closely with Mick Jones, who's the founding member of Foreigner, amazing guitarist. What's he think about all this, about kind of the end coming to a near?
Bittersweet for him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, I mean, again, it's really no different than our feeling, which is we love it. We all love each other. We're going to miss each other. There's all these various factors that make us want to be together. But then there's the very honest realization that we can't do it forever. So let's go out while we're on top. And I think Mick endorses that thoroughly.
Well, Jeff, for you, one of the busier guys in rock, this will maybe allow for some more time for some great projects. And you have some coming up, including Heavy Hitters 2 with yeah. George. I'm so excited when you guys do this, because you never know what songs you guys are going to pull out of the hat, like Radioactive on this one.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. There's some wild songs. I mean, we do Carry On by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Right.
And we do it like a heavy rock shuffle. It's amazing. it's so much, this record is so much fun. And, you know, Brian, the drummer, Brian Tichy, is just phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's so much fun playing with him. And then Bernard Fowler just came in and nailed the stuff. I mean, he really, really delivered. So what a, oh, and then we have Corey Glover singing a song, which is really cool. And the label didn't know about that until kind of towards the end. So that didn't get the publicity it should have. But yeah, Corey sings a song too. So it's a fun rocking record, and I'm just excited for it.
How do you guys pick these songs? Because you got everything from Sledgehammer to The Stroke to, like I said, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Like, how do you put together this kind of a song list like this?
Well, at the start of the project, we've done two of these now. At the start of the project, the record company sends us a list of their songs that they would love to see us do. And then George and I sit down and do a list. And Brian, and in this case, I think Brian was pretty heavily involved. Mm-hmm. We just make a list, and then George and I just get together and we just kind of like, okay, let's try this one today. And, we just kind of go one, and if it works, it works. If we don't get very far, like there was a couple songs we tried and we didn't get very far, we're like, let's move on. So basically that's how we did it. Just process of elimination.
It's going to be hard to top, because on the first Heavy Hitters, you did Ordinary World by Duran Duran. That's one of my favorite covers of a song that I've ever heard. I love that song, and that was such a great cover. So that's the bar here.
Okay. Well, I think, check it out. Just like I said, wait till you hear our version of Sledgehammer. It's really cool.
That's one of my favorite. That's going to be great, because I'm a huge fan of
Peter Gabriel. It's pretty scary. It's cool.
And I've heard the Radioactive. I just like, there's something about you and George. What is it about the chemistry there? Because whether you're doing Lynch, Pilsen, TNN, well, whatever you guys do, there's just a chemistry there. Is it a personal thing? Are you guys close, or is it just sort of more of a musical connection?
We are close, but honestly, it's been a musical thing from day one. I mean, the first day George ever came over to my house, and this would have been the summer of 1983, he literally walked in the door. I think he was coming to pick me up and we were going to go somewhere or whatever. Anyway, he walked in the door. He saw my guitar sitting there. He picked it up. He started playing, and we wrote a song the first day we ever got together. I mean, it's like that with us. We always have had this musical chemistry. I mean, we kind of, it's like we both become teenagers again when we start working, and we're those 15-year-old kids that wanted to rock out and play rock music. And, that's what we become. And it's an energy that's infectious, and it creates this music. And I know I've come to just really appreciate it and love it over the years. And, like I say, he's my musical soulmate.
Well, not to be one of those greedy fans, but might there be more collaborations coming up?
Well, we have finished recording another End Machine record. It's going to be mixed soon. I think it's coming out early next year, but it's a phenomenal new End Machine record. We have a singer on it by the name of Garish Pradhan, who lives in India, who is phenomenal. You can hear him on Joel Hoekstra's
13.
He just on Joel's newest record. Garish is the singer. He's a phenomenal singer and great writer. And wait till you hear this record. It is absolutely astounding. Like I say, it's coming out, I believe, early next year, but it's going to blow people's minds. It's really great.
Well, now that we've gone down the rabbit hole of the Frontiers type releases, speaking of Joel, you stepped in to do Revolution Saints with Dean Castronovo and Joel. And I love that album. Jack Blades, that originally was playing playing bass, of course. That Revolution Saints album is great. And that band is tremendous. It's like all these groups are out there floating around. And of course, Black Swan, you do so many. It's just like, I want them all to like exist in their own universes and be able to like tour and exist individually. But obviously that's not pragmatic and possible. But that Revolution Saints album is just tremendous.
Thank you. And we have another one in the can, and we're starting to write another one this summer. So there's plenty more Revolution Saints music coming. And I mean, what can you say? Dean's voice is just so phenomenal.
I told him we had him on a couple months ago, right during the Journey run here in the spring. A lot of people don't realize how important he is to Journey's backing vocals and how he is as a lead singer, and how hard it is sometimes to take that leap of faith into believing in yourself to be able to do that for an album, especially when you got Jack Blades, who had been in Revolution Saints, who's a great singer, obviously, and he took that on, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah, listen, Dean is very humble about his singing, but man, the guy's a monster, and I mean, I think he's going to be a serious contender as a singer. So, I mean, I just look forward to, like, there's some great stuff coming. Great stuff.
Well, I brought up Black Swan. I'm just bringing that up as well. Generation Mind came out a year ago. Like, I think it was today, actually, weirdly. I think it was a year ago today, believe it or not. Robin McCauley, speaking of great vocalists. Oh, my gosh. Reb Beach, Matt Starr. You guys did that last album. So I'm assuming you'll just say, oh, there's another Black Swan album in the can, and that comes out in 2024.
Well, it's not in the can, but we do have plans to start writing it in January. So there will be. I would imagine the Black Swan record is going to be early 2025. So we're going to start writing it in early 24. So
I can't get enough of these Frontiers releases. It's like all my favorite bands and and influences all kind of come together and collide. Yeah, yeah. And it's an explosion, and I can't get enough. So
yes. Incest at its best.
That's what it is. It's incestual. And it's, what's it like for you? Is it hard to, like, what's the process like for you as far as you do this one and you move on, and you got other writers, you got other collaborators. Is it hard? Is it like cross-contaminating? Is it hard to keep track of what's going on? Like,
sometimes, but generally I'm kind of concentrating on one at a time. I mean, I'm generally doing it within the confines of being on the road with Foreigner as well. So that's tricky. But generally I'm working on one project, you know, for a while, and I can kind of get under the hood on that one. There's times when I, you know, like I did some writing for the Revolution Saints while I was, you know, working on the recording of the M Machine record. So there's little bit things like that. So yeah, it can be a bit of a challenge keeping them all in their place, but I'm pretty good at that. And like I say, because I get to concentrate pretty much on one at a time, It's not that difficult.
Well, I speak for many people when I say keep them coming, because it is really, I think it's such an important cog in the rock and roll fabric of today. Frontiers does such a great job and is so emblematic of the rock scene, especially from a lot of the bands and musicians that so many of us grew up on. So the Frontiers is really killing it when it comes to this content. Yeah. And you don't get it anywhere else like that.
Yeah, they're kind of the big game in town, and it's because they believe in it and they truly are passionate about this kind of music. So what a great thing to have that outlet there. It's amazing.
Well, do you guys in Foreigner have sort of an end game in mind, a final slew of dates, or is it kind of just we'll see?
Not yet. Because we know it's going well into 24, we're not really sure of an absolute end date yet. That has to be determined. I think we're keeping our minds open because, you know, we want to get to as many places as we've been as we can.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to get cover everywhere. That's going to be difficult. So we'll see what we come up with. There is no final end date yet. No game plan for that. Just that we're on our way out and that it's going to go well into 24, perhaps longer. We'll see.
Well, if my geography and math and calendar skills are correct, you're in New York today. So you're on a bit of an East Coast run here, which, should be great. I mean, the East Coast has always been important for Foreigner, all through New York, Massachusetts. You guys are covering a lot of places already in this tour. So getting a lot of the notches off the belt already here.
Yeah, well, I guess we're a couple weeks into this, but we got a lot more to go, and it's rocking, so time to go.
I can't tell you enough how proud I am of the band, of you guys, the musicians in it, and how important those songs are. It's funny, there's a I don't know if you like sports that much, but there's a former Mizzou college basketball coach here in Missouri. I see him at every Foreigner concert I've been to for the last 10 years. Every single time I see him at every one. there hasn't been one where I haven't seen him. It's almost like a thing. Like Coach Kim Anderson, he played at Mizzou, coached at Mizzou, and he's kind of a legendary figure in these parts. I see him at every foreigner cut here, his favorite band.
Oh, well, that's cool. We had Coach Sam Pittman of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Yeah, he came on stage during Hot Blooded at our show in Arkansas a couple weeks ago.
How did I miss this? It's funny you say that because we interviewed Sam Pittman at SEC Media Days in Nashville 2 weeks ago, and it was on our way back to Kansas City that we stopped in St. Louis to see you guys. And so interviewed Sam Pittman the day that morning.
That is too funny. Yeah, well, I happen to remember it was July 14th.
I think it was July 18th or 19th that we did that. So, yeah, it was just a few days later. If I'd have known that, I could have asked him about that during the interview.
He would have loved it.
He doesn't strike you. Sam Pittman, it's not someone that you would look at and be like, that guy's probably a foreigner fan. But, hey, everyone is because that music is so far-reaching. It touches everyone.
Yeah, you know, everyone from 7 to 70, you know.
And for me, Jeff, as a big fan of the movie Footloose, you get like 20% of the Footloose soundtrack if you go see this tour, because you got a Loverboy playing their song from Footloose on a lot of nights, and you guys, of course, waiting. I've been waiting for a girl like you.
That was in Footloose?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You, really?
I did not know
Major that. Scene. Yes, it is in Footloose.
Oh, that. Waiting for a Girl Like You was in Footloose. I had no clue.
Along with Heaven in Your Eyes. No, that's the Top Gun song that they do. But they the duet that Mike Almost Reno Paradise? Does with Ann Wilson, Almost Paradise with Ann Wilson, that's in Footloose.
Yeah, he has done that. They did that because I think it's Mike's wife or something.
That comes out and does this with him. Yes.
Yeah, that does the song with him. Yes. It's great.
So you were today years old when you realized that song's in the Footloose. You got to watch the movie now.
Something I never probably did, but
I'm not going to hold against you. I am a big fan of it. It's one of those nostalgic things. Like I grew up with, like I had like babysitters, female babysitters making me watch it. And so now it's just part of my fabric. So you get the soundtrack's on display during this tour, which is important.
Gotcha.
Okay. So do you feel like that there's a part of you that like when, because the foreigner tour schedule has been so demanding over the past 15 years that you have more time for more projects. You do a lot of producing. Is there a part of you that feels like, okay, great. There's a opening now that I can fit in other things that you wanted to do, things like that.
Yeah. Of course. That's something I plan to do. I mean, I will enjoy touring less. I will definitely enjoy that. Then that gives me more time to record because I love recording. So as much of that I can do, the better. And yeah, I plan on doing a lot of it.
Would you perhaps do some more talking shows here and there?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I don't talk about it, but I know George has been doing shows with Don. I guess it's kind of like if they're doing it, though, then what's the point of me doing it, too? Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, I'm not opposed to anything, really. But like I say, I'd like to do a lot of recording. There's even some foreigner songs kicking around that I'd love to finish off and record. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I can't tell you, you know, what it's been like to, you know, just be a part of this, to see you, all the projects that you've done and everything that, and how respected you are, Jeff. Let's face it. You're one of the more respected guys out there. And I know that this music and these songs and what you do mean so much to you. You're a true pro. And I can't wait to see what's next from you. And there's always something next. So it's perfect. Works out.
Thank you. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of projects.
Well, I got a question. So your wife, who I believe is like heavily involved, heavily involved in like fitness and yoga and things like that. What has she been telling you? Does she kind of help you out when it comes to this injury?
Oh, sure. I mean, because I was doing Pilates very religiously before this injury. And I'm trying to incorporate little parts of Pilates into my recovery workout that I'm trying to do, because I have a very limited workout that I can do, but I'm trying to do something because I need to do some kind of exercise. You know, I mean, as you can see, I'm in a bed right now because I am basically unable to walk or stand. So anyways, yes, she's been very, very helpful. She has a lot of great ideas. But her main thing is, don't beat yourself up.
Was there ever a time where you considered not during the tour getting a different bass player for this?
No. No, I knew I could do it seated if I had to. So honestly, there was a day right before this tour started where my back was so bad that I honestly couldn't move. And that day I was freaking out because I thought, how the hell am I going to get on a plane, much less go do a show? Fortunately, I had some help and was able to at least get through to getting on a flight and getting out to the shows. And then I got an epidural, which has helped since then. But there was one day where I was a little concerned, but most of the time I figured I'll figure out a way to do this. If I have to sit down, I'll figure it out.
So the surgery, you're just kind of in a waiting mode on that. You're having to obviously push it off for a year and a half too. What is that going to entail?
Well, no, I don't think that. I don't really know yet. I'm just getting I'm on the road, so it's kind of hard to get help from my doctors. I just had a conference call with my doctor yesterday. So I'm going to be seeing a spinal specialist, and he'll determine whether I actually need surgery or not. Maybe there's other things they can do.
Right.
I don't really know yet. But if I need surgery, it would probably be at the end of this year. Hopefully I can have a recovery time within the time that we usually take off around the holidays.
Well, there's a lot of people cheering for you in your corner, thinking about you, knowing that you are sacrificing it all for the gift of rock, which you've done your whole career. So can't thank you enough, Jeff, for all your generosity and the times that you've done the show. And this certainly won't be the last time. It feels like the first time, and it always does, my friend. So please, best of luck out there. Have a great show tonight in New York on the rest of the East Coast. And thank you so much.
Thank you, man. And thank you for all your support. You've been great.
Always, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.